It's time. You know that story goes, two kids brought up in the church. Now we start our own path and we making it work. Building community, spreading unity, that's just what we do. Chat Town representing with our own point of view. Long awaited, we know that it's long overdue. We just wanted to make sure that it was special just for you. It's AJ and Kelly, so you get the package deal. Can't speak for them, but over here we gotta keep it real. We dropping gems every time that you listening. So every episode we shining and glistening. Stick around long enough, you see what the vision is. The future that we building looking limitless. It's fair warning, proceed with caution. You are not listening to Jabbing with the Johnsons.
Welcome back to Jabbing with the Johnsons. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fine.
And how everyone doing out there that's listening to us today? We want to thank you once again for joining us. And today, we have this amazing topic that has plagued our TVs over and over again. And that is the disciplinary issues of the school system.
Yeah, it's sad.
Today, currently, we have seen video after video, TikTok after TikTok, right, of students either attempting to fight a teacher or a staff member, or a staff member or a teacher actually fighting
a student,
right? Did you ever see that video?
No,
when
I ain't
you saw the lady? She fought the girl, she took the girl's cell phone, right?
That's right, yeah.
And she ended up fighting her. Matter of fact, they talked about her
on the ground.
Yeah, her inappropriate outfit. Now, let me say this before we get started. And this is a disclaimer. I personally am on the teacher side today. And maybe because I'm a former teacher and been in the school system, I have witnessed students getting out of order. But however, I understand from a parent side if someone places their hands on your child. So
what if, you know what I'm saying, the student place their hands on the teacher? School system have a disclosure of a situation like that?
So you want me to answer that from the professional side?
Professional or the hood side?
Professionally, and my former educators who I work with, you know this is not Kelly. Professionally, you are supposed to restrain the student.
Restrain me. Hold them down.
Now, however, there have been many cases where a teacher has put their hands on someone and they were suspended with pay, and once the investigation ended, they were able to come back to their job. However, a parent has any right to sue. Anybody has any right to go down and say, hey, I want to charge this person with assault. And the teacher can do vice versa. The teacher has any right. Now, the school system really frowns upon that. You should allow the school to handle it. So if you want the professional Kelly, that's fine. But today we'll get the real Kelly.
Well, let's say if like a student is bigger than you.
I mean, we go ahead. So let me say this.
How are you gonna deal with that issue like that?
Here's the problem. We have a different generation of kids.
I agree with you.
Kids are raising children now. Back then when we were growing up, right? There's no way. Now we may joke.
Yeah.
You know, although you are older than me, much older than me. And you 50, right?
Yeah, I'm 50.
Okay, he looking good. He looking good. I'm not 50
appreciate
yet.
It.
But he looking good. But growing up in our household, there was no way we would even consider bucking the teacher. Now, we may joke a little bit in class, maybe play a little bit too much, in your case, not complete your classwork. But however, now, there was no way that we would.
I mean, I was bad in class. I was very, very bad in class, especially.
I plead the fifth.
At a tiny junior high school.
You was.
I was getting suspended left and right. But you know what I'm saying?
But you were getting suspended because you were interacting with another child.
Yeah.
Right?
I wasn't in a situation where I put my hands on a teacher.
Or being disrespectful, right? This day and time, kids will curse you out if you say, the parent will come back and curse you out if you say anything to their child. I know as a teacher, I've had parents that was upset if I corrected their child. And this is what I tell them. If they in my classroom, they gonna abide by my rules.
Yeah.
If they cannot abide by my rules, then you need to find them another teacher.
Well, me personally, I tell my kids, respect
exactly
adults.
Period. Yes.
Now, you put yourself in a situation, you put your hands on somebody, then hey, you know, to each his own, you might, you know what I'm saying, come out messed up, because this thing is, a person got a right to defend himself.
So you believe that when teachers fight students, what if the teacher is whooping the student? Like, she was getting the best of her.
teacher had paddled me before.
Teacher what?
Teacher or principal paddled me.
Back then, paddling was allowed. Like I said before, I think it's because we have a different generation of kids, right? Now, these children are allowed to say what they want, right? That's because they are friends with their parents.
But who we blame on that situation? Because we
it's the parents' responsibility.
No, we blame the laws.
Yeah, we blame the laws. They blame the school. Soften up.
So when you soften up, then guess what? The kids feel like, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. In school, I've had students say, well, if I do this, this is the only thing that's going to happen to me. I've had kids be disrespectful to me, and they attempted to place them back to their classroom. But I was a difficult teacher. I told them, okay, if you place them back in my classroom, I'm going to go home for today. Now, let me tell you why I was able to do that, because I know the type of schools I worked in, there was a shortage. So what I'm not going to do is come to work, give my all. I know what type of environment that I'm teaching in, and then add an extra layer of disrespect. Now, I've seen situations where teachers or staff members were disrespectful to students now.
Yeah.
I mean, it go both ways. I've seen teachers pick on kids. I've seen teachers be prejudiced towards kids. I've seen teachers be racist towards kids. You know, it goes away. But overall, this generation right here, they are extremely disrespectful. And I think because these kids have a sense of entitlement.
Would you allow, let's say, a student get out of hand? Will you allow that parent sitting in class all day?
Of course. I used to tell parents I have an open door policy. Now, I'm not going to share any names, but I remember one time I was teaching at Howard High School in Chattanooga. And I had a student, and I'm not going to share her name, but if any of my students are listening, they're going to know who I'm speaking of. I had a student that decided she was going to come to my classroom, and as I was trying to give my lesson, she was going to become disruptive. Not only was she disruptive, she wasn't prepared for class. Now, as a teacher, I can tell you this, AJ, we have to go into our pockets. We give so much. We're already underpaid. Let's start there. Teachers are probably the top most underpaid job, but we give the most, which is fine, because if that's truly your heart, it's not fine about the pay, but if that is truly your heart, you don't focus too much on that. Yeah, maybe a struggle. Yeah, you may pick up a job here and there. You don't focus too much on that because your desire is to really help children. So I had a child, she was, and I taught 10th grade. I've always taught middle and high school. She was out of order and she was unprepared. So she asked me for a pencil. And I said, oh, okay, no problem. And in my classroom, although I provided supplies and I paid for it, I wanted to show the kids responsibility. So I told them, in order to receive this pencil, you're going to have to give me something of value. When you return my pencil back, I'll give you a value. So she said, well, I'm going to take your pencil and I'm not going to give you anything. Now, AJ, you know me. So at first, because I always tell teachers, as a veteran teacher, I always tell teachers, do not engage with students. Sometimes you need to learn how to just walk away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that situation with the teacher that beat up the child, I think that could have been avoided had she walked out of the classroom, walked away, and went and got someone. Yeah. That's how you de-escalate. But sometimes it becomes an ego battle. So she said, I'm going to take this pencil. And I said, oh, okay. That's all I said. And I kept teaching, right? I placed the pencil in my hand while I was teaching, because now I don't have to explain myself to you. You bad. If you want this pencil, you can go ahead and take it. But if you take it and you touch me, then it's going to be a different situation. So she said, well, I'm going to take the pencil. I said, well, ma'am, please don't put your hands on me. Okay. I said, because if you put your hands on me, I'm going to have to defend myself. And then I'm going to call the front office for help. And the help won't be for me. The help is going to be for you. And she said, you can't put your hands on me. Bingo. The child knew what you really not. She said, if you put your hands on me, you're going to lose your job. And I told her, well, if I lose my job, then my new job is going to be beating you up every day after school because I don't have a job. And so I guess I'd be sitting outside bullying you. So she said, oh, well, if you put your hands on me, I'm going to call my mama. And this is what I did. Now, I'm not teachers. Listen, everyone can't move the same. All teachers can't move the same. I put on my cell phone and I called her mama. And I said, Miss So-and-so, I just want to make you aware. Your daughter is right here. She needs a pencil. I don't mind giving her a pencil. She's acting out of order in my classroom. This is in class. She's acting out of order in my classroom. I told her, no problem. You hand me something. I give you a pencil before class. All you got to do is hand it back and we can go on. She told me she's going to snatch this pencil out of my hand. Ma'am, if she put her hands on me, I am going to get her. And if I get her, she told me that you're going to come see me. And I don't have any issue with you right now, but I guess you're going to have to come see me. Because if she put her hands on me, I'm going to have to get her, right? Guess what happened, AJ? What? Of course, like I said before, remember when I said you have children who are entitled?
Yeah.
The mama came flying up there. To this day, the mama and I are cool. The mama came flying out there, and she flew past the front office. Mistake number one, but that's how it is. Now school's a little bad about that. And she knocked on my door, and she said, you know, I said, and I wasn't screaming. I said, let me tell you again. I'm going to tell you in front of your daughter. Okay. So that way you both are clear. If she put her hands on me, I'm going to get her. If I have to get you, then I'm about to get you. Then her mom said the exact same thing to her daughter. So you know what she said?
What?
You're going to lose your job. I said, but here's the thing. If I fight you, we just two adults fighting. If I fight her, possibly I may lose my job, but I'll be back. I said, but if I fight you, now you're going to get beat up in front of your daughter. She still doesn't have a pencil, and she's going to have a zero on my assignment. By then, they called the principal. The principal came. Of course, the parent left. He pulled me in. Dr. Johnson, you can't threaten the parent. This is what I told the principal. I said, let me explain something to you. In my contract, I agree to educate students. I agree to monitor students. I agree to assist the community. I did not agree to being bullied, okay? So you got two choices. Either you can let me go, or you now know you have a teacher. If somebody put their hands on me, I am going to fight back. Was I wrong?
You're right. I agree. If a student, if you teach your child to hit an adult, then there's going to be some consequences behind that.
Yeah. And I tell some students, to this day, I actually coach other teachers now. Now that I'm out the classroom, I coach other teachers. And I tell some students when I hear them, that you know, they get disrespectful, I say, listen, everyone is not going to take your disrespect.
Exactly.
Okay. Teachers back then were more modest of how they handled you. Now these teachers are getting younger and younger, right?
Yeah.
They, some of them are coming to work looking just like the students, right? Some of these teachers don't have it all.
Yeah.
So when you put their hands on them, they're going to put their hands back on you, right?
Right.
We had I don't know if you saw this, but right here in Nashville at a school, a young lady's cell phone was taken. You know what she did? She pulled out some mace and maced the teacher. Child, listen up, everybody. Listen up, little girl, in case you listen to this. If that was me,
oh man, all tables.
TikTok would have had a field day. It would have been called Watch His Ass Whooping. Because I would have dug into her. When I say quickly. I would have dug into her quickly. She, what'd you say? Exactly. When I say she maced and she cried about her phone, right? Yeah. Now, I think there's a problem with cell phones.
Yeah.
Right? I think there's a problem with cell phones. Why? It, there's an issue, right?
Exactly.
How many times have you seen cell phones be an issue in the classrooms?
Yeah.
How many times, right?
Yeah.
Kids gotta have their cell phones. They go crazy. When I say they go crazy, AJ, they go crazy. I'll tell you this as a teacher. 90% of issues stem from the kids wanting their cell phones. They can't use them. They're not supposed to use them. This, that, and the third. That's where it comes from. That's where kids get upset. So I always tell people this. The principal, they're afraid of the parents. Okay? Right? They're afraid of how the parents are going to react. They're actually afraid of how the school board is going to react. Right? So you got teachers are afraid of administration. Right? Let's start from the bottom. Teachers, by the way, guys, teachers are the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the structure of schools. You think they'll be at the top because they're the ones really operating the school. But teachers are afraid of administration. Administration is afraid of
board members.
Board members are afraid of community leaders and parents. But no one are afraid of these children. They're not. I mean, think about it. No one. They're not. They are not afraid of these kids.
I agree with you.
I mean,
you know what? What's crazy about it? Used to work in a facility that deal with kids who own drugs, and I'm gonna give you a perfect example. I was working in this facility. I ain't gonna call no names on the place I used to work at, and so. It deal with kids who are on drugs, who are on probation.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a group home.
Okay.
So one day, this kid and had visitation.
Mm-hmm.
So the parent and the kid, you know, they could, the parent come and see the kid. So one day, the kid came outside to see his mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Now get this, kid about. Six feet.
Get these kids or five, 11. They are fully grown.
Now, daddy by what? He by 5'6", 5'7".
Okay.
So, they were sitting talking. And so, all of a sudden, he told his daddy, shut up, bitch.
And he was still breathing?
I said, what you say? He said, I'm talking to my punk ass daddy. So I said, you don't talk to your dad like that. Now, look, his daddy hold his head down.
See?
His daddy, hold on. His daddy hold his head down.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, no. I said, no, you got to go. I said, ma'am, sir, the visitation is over with. So, you know, me, you know what I'm saying? You know, kids ain't going to buck me because I got a pretty size on me.
Yeah, they buck who they think they can buck.
If that was my son.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I told that the person who over him? I said, sir, can you turn around for a second?
Not you threaten the kid on the job. Don't tell me.
I'll hit that kid in the throat.
I'll hit my son. Right. And people may call that abuse. And they say you toxic as a parent.
I'll hit him. I said, give me 5 minutes.
I don't need 30 seconds.
5 minutes.
Probably need 5 minutes with the ambulance.
I'm on 5 minutes because I want to get him, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha. Get him really good. Really well. Okay, gotcha.
So when he be on the ground, he can't get back up.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Because of ass, the level of disrespect.
Yeah, but that comes from the parenting.
Parenting.
Everybody wants to blame the schools. Everybody wants to. I'm not a fan of how some people operate within a school, but one thing for sure is that schools support what happens at home. Even your education, that's what parents don't get. Parents always want to say, and I've had parents tell me this when I call about their child, that's your problem.
Yeah.
You know, schools are only supporting what should be the first place of education is actually your home. So when you come to school, it is reinforced of what is already taking place at home. That's why many parents are up in arms about this new law, the third grade law, and passing, and so many kids are failing. Yes, we have to take into account that we have poor test takers. Yes, we may have taken into account that possibly the teacher may have not did as well as he or she could as far as preparing students for the test. But in reality, if your child cannot read by third grade, unless your child possesses a disability, which you should be able to figure that out before third grade, unless your child possesses a disability, that is your fault. How does Lil Ray Ray know how to operate a phone?
Not Lil Ray Ray.
Have a phone.
He probably known the more.
Curse. Have on $300 shoes.
Yeah.
Talk about what game he gonna play when he's gonna get home. But Lil Ray Ray can't read Cat in the Hat, and he's in third grade. We have a parental issue. This is a parental issue.
Exactly.
Everyone was up in arms. Just remember, they was talking about how many kids are failing. Now I think Tennessee does. They change the policies, things of that nature. But as far as their law is concerned, they have already talked about that's going to occur. Parents didn't take them seriously because now they actually holding them accountable.
Is that
still not really holding them accountable? Because here's the thing, AJ, if you read what they say, you can apply for a waiver. Once again, giving the kid easy way out. The kid only has to attend summer school 90% of the time and they'll pass. I find that problematic because if the kid couldn't read coming into summer school and all he or she has to do is show up and they leave not being able to read, and you pass them, now you have students who I have dealt with in the past in 9th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, they still can't read. Why? Because you have parents who want to be friends with their kids instead of being a parent to their children. Right. And that could be from the example they had. You know, check, I always tell people, anybody born after 1982, 85, little suspect. And the reason why I say that is because now you're having children raising children, right?
Right.
How many times have you seen current, and this is male and female, current parents out here acting a fool publicly? A fool publicly. And then wondering why their child is acting a fool publicly at school.
When
children only imitate what they see.
Exactly.
And they imitate what they see, right?
You're right.
Right? So if a child only sees their mother, and ladies, I love you to death. If a female only sees their mother being inappropriate with the male all the time, that's why I tell women, I'm not telling you can't do what you want to do. You grown. But you can't do that in front of your child.
Exactly.
Be grown, not in front of your child. But if your child see you being inappropriate in front of other men, guess what she going to do when she come to school? She going to be just as hot. If your son see you disrespecting and being inappropriate with women. Guess what he's gonna do when he comes to school?
Exactly.
He's gonna do the same thing. Cause well, why? Mm-hmm.
Killer. I think when you deal with a child, it starts from when there was a baby, kid. Cause when you see if you see a child like a son, and he hit on you like that,
That's an indication.
Yeah.
When he grow up, and they gonna like, "Hi, quit playing, Johnny."
Yeah.
And he do it again.
Yeah.
14, 15. Now, you know what I'm saying? Them licks hard.
Yeah. And it's not. Then
when you hit duck, he can barely knock you out.
Yep. Because you allow that. Remember, you allow that. Always tell us, don't play with your child like
don't,
that.
Don't play with it.
And it's nothing. Let me say this, guys. I know you're probably looking at us like, yeah, I'll just grow up in there with your dad and your mom and you don't understand. Let me say this. I am not saying that you cannot have a close, healthy relationship with your child. I think it's great. Everything doesn't require you beating your child. And then when we say beating, we want to be clear, it won't defect. Come knocking on my door. When we say beat, we don't mean literally beating your child down, but holding them accountable.
Put the fear of God.
Yes. There should be a clear distinction when I am with my child that you know who is the child and who is the adult.
Exactly.
For instance, just last week when I was on vacation with my family, I was in line. My child wanted to go on some, he's four. He wanted to go on some race car, the little race car that goes around and around for little kids. And this little girl was behind him. And the little girl, the mom and the dad, and she said, "Hey, you gonna get on that car?" And she was like, "Oh, hell no." And the mom looked at me nervously and started laughing. And I'm thinking to myself, she's been saying that because she was so comfortable. The dad just laughed.
Wow.
But she's been saying that and she's comfortable. And I tell people, like, I have kids who tell me, "My mama's okay with me cursing, da da da." I said, "Okay, that's fine. Your mama be okay with you. But it's not your mama's house, this is my classroom. So let me tell you this. She okay with it. Your dad may be okay with it, but they don't run nothing in this classroom. You can't curse in my classroom. And if you curse, there will be consequences. I can't control what was going on in that hallway. I can't control what goes on in your next classroom. But what I can control, because I went to school and I'm licensed, is what is in my room. And here are my rules. And if you don't like it, I suggest you get your mom and your daddy up here and see if they can find another teacher." 90% of the time, most parents want their kids to stay in my classroom. Why? Yeah. Because I give them the structure that they don't want to give them because they want to be liked. I have never seen a group of adults that want to be liked so bad by their kids that they ignore issues and it becomes problematic. And I tell parents this, you think this is cute now, but guess who have to deal with this? We do. Society does. Right?
Exactly.
Think about it. Have you ever seen... And I hate it. I hate to see it. Have you ever seen somebody get arrested later on in life? You knew them as a kid.
Yeah.
Usually, like, hey, I knew it. Yeah. I remember, once again at Howard. And I love Howard High School. Shout out to Howard High School.
They said Alma Week.
Is it? Shout out to Howard High School. I love it. People have a bad rap about Howard, but I love working at Howard.
I want to say go Howard, but. Salute.
Oh, yeah, because you're a Panther. Don't say go Tigers. You're a Panther. And I just, okay. my parents sent me to Chattanooga Christian, but that's another conversation because they sent me because of one little fight. But anyway, I remember I had a student, and I'm going to respect the family, not say his name because he's deceased. And I remember him fighting a boy at school. He was suspended, and in order for him to return, he had to have what you call a meeting with all parties involved, as far as the principal, a teacher, things of that nature. And the principal said, "Hey, I can't get a hold of any of the teachers. Could you come to the meetings at school?" And I said, sure. And his grandmother was raising him, and he had a choice. He can come back to the school, or they will transfer him to another school out in Hickson. You know, Hickson High School. And I looked at his grandmama and I said, "Hey, listen, he's a smart kid," which he was. I said, "But because of his issues he's having with these other males, I think it will be beneficial if you let him go to Hickson." I said, "Because if he stay, they're going to kill him." And the reason why I knew that, just because of their interactions back and forth. And she said, "Well, I'll let him make that decision." I'm thinking to myself, okay. I see these children. I see how they interact. I watch them. I just want to give you a little bit of advice. And he came back to school the next day. That morning, he spoke to me. How you doing, Dr. Johnson? I said, okay. He took me first block. Now, one thing about this student, although he skipped school a lot, even if he skipped my class, he used to always come by.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you know, I have to miss your class. What if I get on to him? He always begged for his work. Smart kid. Wrong crowd. And I looked him dead in the face that morning. I remember because he died 2 days before my birthday. I looked him dead in his face. I said, hey, so-and-so, make sure you're in class. He said, okay, I got you. I'm going to be there. So I passed through the lunchroom. I had morning duty. And I walked to my classroom, got school, bell rung. He wasn't there. And I was like, okay, he's probably late. He hadn't came by yet. Class ended. He still hadn't came by yet. That's when I knew it was an issue. Once again, even when he skipped class, he always came back to me because I tell teachers it's important to build that relationship.
Exactly.
And hollered at me. And so third block, we went into the lockdown. And the threat was on the outside of the school. So actually a lock in. And nobody knew what was going on. They just told us to be patient. And I taught his younger sister third block. And we were all just waiting. And she started screaming. You know, kids, they had their cell phone, so kids gonna know the news before you know the news.
Yeah.
She started screaming. Let me tell you why she was screaming. Because she had just found out that her brother was killed. You know those homes right across the street from Howard now? Right there, that little, directly, right there, that little neighborhood.
Walk homes.
Yeah, they shot him. They shot him up right across the street.
Another kid.
Another kid. Another student. Yeah. And I felt so bad. And I didn't go to the funeral. I went to the wake. I've been to so many student funerals. I didn't go to the funeral because it's just the nature of it. It was just still hot, gang member versus gang member. And I have children I have to get home to. But I did go to the wake because I wanted to show my respect. And I remember running to the grandmother. You know what she told me?
What?
I should have listened to you. And I felt so horrible because I asked myself this, what could I have done to push a little more that I didn't know the kid that killed him. I didn't know that was going to happen. What I did know because of the environment he was in. But what was shocking about this is that why are we giving these kids choices? You ever notice that parents always say, oh, well, my kids can decide. I'm not saying kids shouldn't be able to. I mean, what are your thoughts?
My daughter, she 21 now. Mm-hmm. But when she was young,
mm-hmm.
she said that she had the right to say what she wanted to say. And I said, nah, that's not feasible. Not uh-huh. with me. And every time when she was act up in school,
uh-huh.
I always come to class.
I like that.
And sit there.
Okay.
So I told my daughter, next time I come in class, especially if I lose money, I'm already paying child support.
Oh, no. We already went to that. Go ahead,
Jay. I'm paying child support. I'm losing money. So if I have to come up here and lose money and then he can go to jail, I'm going to whip your ass in front of everybody.
Yeah, because you have to. Now, when you went up there, AJ,
I say in front of the teacher.
Any other parent, any other children acting up inside the classroom?
I surprised them.
But did you notice any other students act up? I always tell parents that. Won't you come and pop up?
You'll be surprised.
And a lot of people say, well, y'all should record them. Technically, we can't unless we have permission. We can't
Video. My daughter, when I popped
but they can
up.
Record us.
When I pop
you do
up.
Know that, right?
Yeah.
A child can pull out his or her phone and begin recording. They can.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I popped up and looking through the door, the window, saw her acting up. And soon I walked in the door, she said, oh, daddy. I said, get your ass in front of that class.
I know she was.
I say, you better pay attention.
Was it you or was it Jonathan? I think it was Jonathan. Which one of y'all daddy came to school and whooped in front? Was it Jonathan? I think Jonathan, was it you? Jonathan, when you hear this, please let us know if it was you or not. Just drop us.
Spend all time.
We knew that. I think it was Jonathan. Fight. I think it was Jonathan. But I will say this, guys. I think it's important that we begin considering, because now we are getting out of control when it comes to, well, the kids are getting out of control when it comes to acting appropriately in the classroom. It's so out of control that teachers are now leaving in droves. Haven't you noticed how it's been a problem that teachers are not leaving in droves? They are leaving because no one is doing anything.
Exactly.
Imagine the teacher that was pepper sprayed. He probably, I don't know, I didn't follow up, but I'm sure if that child, and that child probably was allowed to return back, you would think, oh, that child should be expelled. If that child has a 504 or anything of that nature, they only can be suspended up to 10 days. That's it.
But what I'm saying is,
And students know that, and they'll play on that. Oh, you only get suspended for so many days.
What I don't understand is this. You know your child. Mm-hmm. You know your child.
Mm-hmm.
So if a teacher calls you and say, or write a letter and say, your child is acting up, then you should honor that and respect that.
But if you created a monster at home, I bet you enjoy when your child go to school. I know some parents, they enjoy it. They're like, oh, thank God I gone to school. And they get hot. It can be a tornado about as bad as the Wizard of Oz coming through. It can be a tsunami coming through, and these parents will be upset if you cancel school. Why? Because they know Lil Ray Ray is bad as hell, and they have to be at home. That's why parents probably hated the pandemic. Oh, we liked it. Shout out to the teachers during the pandemic.
Hey, you said Ray Ray. He got sunglasses, smoke weed.
The Ray Ray mama probably hated the pandemic. Could you imagine? You know your child is bad, and now they hopping all over your couches and shit because you know Ray Ray bad. You know he bad, and now he's stuck at home with you. But here's the thing. How did Ray Ray get that way? And that's why I always tell parents, when they come into the classroom and they argue in front of me with their kid, I stop. I say, we're not doing this in here. I said, but let me tell you something. Although this child is of age 15, 16, I don't blame him. I blame you.
Now, do you have more support when you say parents? Do you have more support both parents, or you have more support for the father?
Do I have more support for,
like, let's say a student got out of control and they with a single mother? Do you have support from the father if you have to call the father and say, hey, I try to?
Sometimes we can get a hold of the father. Majority of the times we cannot. Unfortunately, I do believe that, and I'm glad you asked that before we wrap this up. I do believe that in order to assist children in general, we need fathers to step up.
Well, grandparents.
No, we need fathers.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Grandparents.
We need men. Let's say this. We grandparents need men.
Like grandfathers too.
We need men to step up because government has created a system that penalizes fathers more than mothers. They essentially replace the image of a father inside of a home.
Exactly.
So instead of the female being married or being with the father, the female is now married to the system. And that goes in. We're not just talking about welfare. We're not just, you know.
It's a money game.
We're not just talking about money. We're just talking about in general. Think about it. Father's Day is coming up, right? Let's go ahead and end on this note. Father's Day is coming up. How many Father's Day commercials have you guys seen?
No.
What about social media? How many people talking about it?
No.
When Mother's Day come around, when people get started 30 days in advance.
In February, after Valentine's Day.
Shut up, AJ. People get started, not saying
before Valentine's Day.
And women may say, well, can we do it all? And let me say this. I do believe that some women do have to step up. I do believe some women do have to step up because they have created a child with a guy that is, he ain't shit. Okay. But here's the thing.
But you got some mothers that bitter.
Wait, hold on. This is, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to be on your side. Here's the thing. And I joke, I make jokes here and there about my child's father, and I know the mistakes I've made, and I own it. And this is what I tell women who say, my child's father ain't shit, okay? I tell them, if your child's father ain't shit, then you got some ain't shit coochie. Because you attracted the ain't shit person. Not only did you not attract the ain't shit person, you kept going back to the ain't shit person. And now your ain't shit person created an ain't shit child. So I hate to say this, unless you're in a situation where unfortunately you were raped or, you know, things like that's different. That's totally different. But when two people lay down and you have unprotected sex, you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You knew he wasn't shit before you got with him.
Yeah.
You just thought you was cute enough to change him.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. He was that way. So that's where that bitterness come in at. Because now you're mad. Or you had, and this has nothing to do with the topic, but it does because it affects our children. Or you'll get upset because eventually he does grow up. He does mature, but he does it with someone else. Now you are upset because he's doing it with someone else instead of you saying, you know what? You weren't good with me, but I'm glad as a person you've gotten better.
Exactly.
My ex-husband wasn't good for me, but as a person, he's gotten better, and I am not bitter if he's with someone else. He may be a better fit for her, and that doesn't bother me. You know what I'm concerned about? The healthiness of our child. Now, does he do things that I question? Yes. But when it pertains to my child, only thing I care about is your relationship with you and your son. Anything else, it's none of my business.
Yep.
But you'll have, and let me, on the other end, you say women bitter. There's some men who are bitter.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, there are men.
I'm dealing with them. There are some men who are bitter because that woman is a better version of herself with another guy. Maybe because she's a better version of herself because that guy is a better fit.
Well, yeah, because the guy rather stay that level that he won't raise his level up.
Yeah, and he's a better fit. So people will always try to find someone based on what? When people look for people, they look for people based on what they have in what they get common, from them. What they can get for them. Oh, they are compatible with me. Well, they could be compatible with you based on the toxic things you're going through right now. Right? You two got together because you two are in a toxic situation. What if one of you heal? Now one is not good for the other. So I know it's not the topic, but it affects our children. So then when we reproduce kids that are in this situation, and then we push them out to the world, i.e. school, now we got to deal with that child. And then we want to put them on a bunch of drugs. And I'm not saying that some kids are not, and let me be clear, as a former educator, I'm not saying some kids don't need assistance. Some kids medically, there is something wrong. I'm not talking about those. But there are majority of kids, they place them on these drugs just so they have to deal with them.
Yeah, so they probably won't be quiet.
Huh?
Get the student to be quiet.
Yeah. I mean. So guys, we're going to wrap this up. I enjoyed this. I really enjoyed this. Get your badass kids.
Little Ray, go sit down
get
somewhere.
Get your badass kids, sit them down somewhere, read, do your classwork, And until next time, before we leave, I do want to shout out Father's Day is coming up.
Yep, happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Happy Father's Day. If you see my baby daddy celebrating Father's Day, please call the police. But everybody else.
Oh, boy, shots fired.
Shots fired. Happy Father's Day. Here we go. I want to shout out and I want to say that if you are looking for the perfect Father's Day gift, Delmonico Premium Cigars currently is having a Father's Day sale. All their cigars are 20% off. So please go to www.delmonicocigars.com and check out their cigars. AJ, until next time, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Jabbing with the Johnsons, on Instagram, Jabbing Johnsons, or you can visit our website, www.jabbingjohnsons.com to catch up on any past shows. And until next time, bro.
Yep.
Jabbing with the Johnsons.
Jabbing with Johnsons.
It's time. You know that story goes, two kids brought up in the church. Now we start our own path and we making it work. Building community, spreading unity, that's just what we do. Chat Town representing with our own point of view. Long awaited, we know that it's long overdue. We just wanted to make sure that it was special just for you. It's AJ and Kelly, so you get the package deal. Can't speak for them, but over here we gotta keep it real. We drop the gems every time that you listening. So every episode we shining and glistening. Stick around long enough, you see what the vision is. The future that we building looking limitless. It's fair warning, proceed with caution. You are not listening to Jabbing with the Johnsons.